This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a California atheist tries to bar prayer from President Bush's inauguration. But first, today in Washington, the president hosts a conversation on Social Security reform. The White House is hoping to build support for partial privatization of the system. At today's event, the president repeated his claim that Social Security faces a crisis.
More and more retirees are taking out money relative to the number of people putting money in. In the 50s, there were 16 workers for every beneficiary. So the system was in pretty good shape. Today there's 3 workers for every beneficiary. Relatively quickly there's going to be 2 workers for every beneficiary. And that's a problem.
But not everyone agrees Social Security is in crisis. And here to discuss the debate is Ed Andrews. He's an economics correspondent for the New York Times. He joins me from Washington. And Ed, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Now, you've been talking with experts on both sides. What are they saying?
I think that experts on pretty much all sides agree that Social Security has serious long-term financial problems. The demographic issues that President Bush just cited are not much in dispute. The population is aging very rapidly, much more rapidly than the escalation of the working age population, and that creates a long-term shortfall. Exactly how big that shortfall is open to some question and uncertainty, but it is a substantial one. The argument is whether this is a crisis that demands radical reform, that demands action right this moment. That is much more in dispute. The reality is that by many measures, Social Security's finances are better than they have been at any time in the last 20 years. Despite that shortfall, the projected insolvency date for Social Security is now 2042. That's actually later than has been projected at various times over the last 20 years. So the real issue is not whether there's a problem, but whether there's a crisis, and whether at the end of the day, Social Security can be continued in essentially its current form.
2042 seems like a long way off. Why is the president saying it's a crisis?
Well, he's raising an issue that is better addressed sooner than later. These are long-term projections, but you have to remember that right now, Social Security is providing annual surpluses to the federal government. To the extent that those surpluses decline, and that's going to start happening almost immediately, that impacts, you know, the government's overall federal deficit. In 2018, payroll taxes will be running below benefits, so it'll place a steadily increasing burden on the overall government. That's a problem that's right around the corner, and it's fair to say that the longer you delay the fixes, the worse the problem gets.
And you write that Treasury Secretary John Snow has begun a 3-day lobbying effort on Wall Street. How important is the support of Wall Street?
I think Wall Street support at the end of the day is crucial. There are 2 dimensions to Wall Street support, but the most important one really is the bond markets. If the bond markets do not accept the Bush approach to Social Security, if they begin to panic and worry about the $1 to $2 trillion that would have to be borrowed to finance a transition to personal savings accounts, which essentially is part of the Bush approach, then this proposal will not go anywhere. Because if the bond markets balk, what they're saying is we won't be willing to buy all the Treasury bonds that you will be issuing at these rates. We'll demand higher interest rates. That's going to be untenable and will kill things immediately. The other issue for Wall Street really is whether these personal accounts will be a money-making proposition for them or a money-losing proposition. And although it sounds like they have no way to lose money, the reality is that managing tens of millions of tiny little accounts for very low fees that are regulated by the government could be a money-losing proposition.
Ed Andrews is an economics correspondent for the New York Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.